wondering if one board could speak on skillfully taking apart or questioning or preconceived notions or and assumptions without undermining our ability to think.
Well, I mean, one of it's, I mean, you always want to be investigating. You investigate suffering, and that's it, using that as a reflective point, and then so that especially in taking apart, say, thought processes or underlying assumptions, it's sort of investigating, recognizing how it trips us up, or we get hooked and caught in certain ways, and it leads to suffering. So then, and sometimes it's actually worth consciously paying attention to, you know, one notices a particular train of thought, and then sort of start looking at it, you know, how did I end up there? And then consciously starting to track it back a bit and see, well, what, because usually we start thinking about something, but that is usually, it's like an end product of a series of associations, memories, and proliferations that we haven't really noticed. But then to sort of consciously to pay attention, just as an exercise. If you do that all the time, you just tire yourself out. But it's kind of a salutary exercise in sort of recognizing that tendency of the mind to, you know, just, because that's the function of the mind is to know, to recognize, to associate. That's the function of memory, thought. But then it's usually, one is usually unrecognized and out of control. So then just giving it some conscious attention to recognize, oh, actually I was thinking of such and such, and then actually that came from this was triggered by this memory and then this association, and somebody said this, and it ran its course in a particular direction. So but it's just interesting to sort of, well, where did that thought come from, and it helps us to undermine the assumption of solidity and kind of the almost like, you know, because I thought it was real and true, but you know, it's not, it's just this also random stuff popping up all the time. So it's just learning how to question it from time to time. So I think that's a helpful exercise.